News Talk 1620 WTAW. This week, the Blinn College Board of Trustees met in Bryan, and among the actions taken by the Blinn trustees, a $1 million parking lot addition to the north side of the Blinn campus off Villa Maria in Bryan. WTAW's Kat McMullen visiting with Brandon Webb. Brandon talking about the details of the new parking lot where construction will start in May.
It's been a forefront on a lot of our minds over the past several years. Our growth has really exploded in the last 6 years. We've grown by about 25%. But one thing that hasn't been able to keep pace with that growth is parking. We know that it's a concern for our students. It's a concern for the residents who live in the neighborhoods around our campus. And the board has recognized that concern and also looked far enough down the road to recognize that for us to be able to continue growing, we're going to need to address that concern. So we've been sitting at about 2,700 parking spots for students to date, and the board approved in action this week a 300-spot parking lot to be added to the campus. And what's innovative about this is that it's across on a rear portion of our property that's near Villa Maria and Nash. That piece of property is across a retention creek. So but in a sense, it's been inaccessible to the main part of our campus. This approval at about $1 million worth of construction by Dudley Construction allows us to build a pedestrian bridge and a vehicle traffic bridge. So that will feed that 300-space lot. What cars will do is they'll enter the lot from Villa Maria, heading south on Villa Maria. It's a one-way in access to the lot that kind of minimizes the impact on Villa Maria, so we don't have those cars exiting on Villa Maria. And the idea is that the cars move through there, the students park, they go to class. When they come back to their vehicle and they leave, ideally they leave out the rear portion of campus, which is off of 25th Street. And that kind of makes a smooth, straight, linear flow of traffic out of the campus. And it's a pretty substantial increase in the number of spots we had from what was here before. We've also mapped it out such that this lot isn't any further away than the remotest parking lot that we currently have now. So basically, it centers the campus around our campus buildings, and then there's parking along East 29th Street that's somewhat remote to the campus but still pretty accessible, and then the new lot. So it's not any further away, but it does open up an entire section of about 12 acres of land that we can then develop in the future with possibly other buildings as our master plan will reveal when we finalize that here in the coming months.
When would construction begin? Do you know that yet?
We're planning construction to start in May, assuming the weather cooperates with us and we get some dry days leading into that. So residents in the area should start seeing the dirt fly in May. We expect about a three-month process, and we hope to have that parking lot completely finished, and our goal is to have that ready for service by fall 2013. Fall semesters are always our heaviest semester as students get right out of high school and they come charging into the next phase of their life. So by far, we struggle the most with parking in fall, and this is a welcome relief for that congestion.
And do you have an estimated total cost yet and how it would be funded?
Total cost should come in at $1 million, and we'll be seeking bonds to cover that.
And do you have any other projects in the works?
This project is sort of helps us in two different areas. It does open up that rear 12 acres of land such that something could be developed in the area near that. The other thing that it does for us is we have about 100 parking spots that are currently a gravel temporary lot. They're near the main academic building on campus. That's a nice flat piece of ground, and it's right off of Villa Maria. If we can move those cars that currently park in that temporary lot into this new lot, that gives us a nice square piece of flat ground for development. The thought there, as our master plan is in the early stages right now being developed, is potentially that flat piece of ground that's currently a temporary lot could become the next major building on campus. So we're kind of thinking in those terms to see what's possible now that we have this potential to free up that space.
Thanks again to Brandon Webb at Blinn College, visiting with WTAW's Kat McMullen about the soon-to-start construction of a new parking lot at the north end of the Blinn College campus off Villa Maria in Bryan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.